Okay, then we're going to move forward and get started with the meeting today. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2020. It's 12 noon. Pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone conference. So we're calling the meeting to order right now at 12:01. First item on the agenda will be public comments. Hopefully you've checked in. The moderator will ask you if you have a question, if there's anyone here who has a public comment right now. And we will have you limit your comments, if any, to 3 minutes, please.
By the way, this is Kurt.
Yeah.
I just got some sort of a glitch with the MX. I'm trying to figure out. It's still connected, but it may disconnect. Something happened. I'm not sure what's going on. Okay. So I just want to let y'all know something's going on. I lost my control panel. I can't see it at all, so I'm trying to pull it up. But it looks like the meeting is still going, so I just wanted to keep you informed.
Wonderful. Do you know if we had anybody who requested a public comment?
Yes, this is Joan White.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. White. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, thank you. I wanted to talk to the board today. I'm sure I'm not the first landlord to complain about tenant damage. But I may be the first landlord that is able to say that, Ms. Attaway, you prepared the closing papers for me on this particular property back in 2014. So
really?
Wow. Yes. Yeah, so this is the house Terry Attaway sold. So I became a landlord in 2015, and I had a tenant that stayed in the house for 2.5 years. The damages mounted over the years. I sent her warning letters. When she moved over, the damage was astronomical, including running over a brick mailbox and leaving a dumpster-sized load of plastic garbage bags in the front, along with the carpet, walls, yard, everything. I'm sure you've heard this from landlords before. And I'm not here to re-litigate the damages. I've already gotten a judgment from Tarrant County Courts for $5,700. My understanding at this time is it is not the policy at the Fort Worth Housing Authority to take away a voucher from a tenant if they have damaged a landlord's property. So I would like to appeal to the board to re-look at this policy. Because I'm sure you would be able to get more landlords in your program if they did not have to take care of all the damages when a tenant moves out without any consequences to the tenant. At this point, I'd like to quote Senator Cory Booker. Earlier this week, he said, "If there is no accountability, there will be no change." Now, obviously, Senator Booker was talking about police violence, but I think in this case, it is still applicable. If you think that any tenant will change their behavior and leave a house in good condition, if there are absolutely no consequences to totally trashing it, I just think that is a false hope. There are several things that other states do. Risk mitigation fund is something that has been in place in other states to help landlords pay for damages when tenants move out and have left a lot of damage. I also, when I spent a year going through the court system and getting this judgment, one of the judges, Judge Woodward, said that it would be better if instead of sending landlords to the courts to mitigate these damages or to get a judgment on damages, that the Fort Worth Housing Authority had someone do a final walkthrough and inspection with the landlord.
Okay, Ms. White, I'm so sorry. Your 3 minutes is up, but I do understand what you're saying, and so what, of course, I will go forward with staff to consider. I can just tell you, you know, landlord and tenant is one relationship. Tenant and housing vouchers and so forth is another, which we follow HUD guidelines. But I hear you, and our board members hear you right now. So I'm going to pass this on to our executive staff, and we'll be able to take this up. But thank you so much.
Thank you for your
and
time.
I'm glad you're using the system. Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you a lot.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Any other public comments today? Okay, if there are none, we will move forward to the consent agenda. The consent agenda is... I did that first.
Yeah.
The statutory consent agenda includes non-controversial and routine items that the board may act upon with a single vote. A board member may pull any item from the consent agenda for discussion and action as part of the regular agenda. And board members, do please answer. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. So answer or as I call your name for any of these things, but I'm going to first just confirm who's present. I think I heard you, but just in case. Dick Stinson?
Yes.
Brittany Hall? Michael Ramirez?
Present.
Danny Scarf?
I am here.
Great to have you. All right, so then we'll go on to the consent agenda. Do any of you have anything that you need to pull out of that consent agenda for discussion?
No, ma'am.
Nope.
Okay. So that's Ramirez, Stinson, and Scarf, same for you?
Correct.
Okay, and I'll call your names going forward, okay? All right, so next we'll go on to the regular agenda. First item is report on Fort Worth Housing Solutions operations during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you, Ms. Attaway. This is Mary Margaret Lemons. I just wanted to update the board. We are still working our split shift of Team A and Team B Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday, with teleworking the other days. We anticipate bringing staff back into the office July 6th, which is a Monday after the 4th of July holiday, and then having our doors open to the public in September. So we want to have a few weeks of operating with full capacity staff and see if there's any issues before we invite the public back in. But we do anticipate, for the most part, still utilizing online methods and just doing things by appointment only when possible. I'm sure you've all been watching the news. We've been on some calls this week, and the community growth and spread is still higher than I think we'd all like it to be. So over the next few weeks, we'll be taking that into consideration, and if it's appropriate to delay staff returning full-time to the office, we'll do that. But it's just a fluid situation. Wanted you to know that and answer any questions you may have.
Any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Mayor Margaret. The next item on the agenda is the development and asset management presentation, including update on RAD property.
Well, I am very happy to report that we have all but one of our properties converted to RAD, and we anticipate that going to closing at the end of July to have an August 1st tap date, and that would be Cambridge Court for 33 units that are convert in place. So that would then close out the RAD conversion. And the other properties we have under construction are the Standard at River District, Patriot Point, Stallion Ridge, and the Holston. And those total just at 981 units. So we are looking forward to all of those units coming online for the community. You also are aware of the ongoing electrical outages we've had at Butler. We've suffered two of those and made the decision to voucher the Butler tenants that were remaining out due to health and safety concerns as we go to the summer months, which stress that system. And so actually today in the auditorium, they're holding very small briefings that are so appropriately socially distanced to get the last vouchers in our tenants' hands. I know that we've issued almost 70 vouchers to date. And we have families that are looking and finding new homes to use those vouchers. And so that is going well, and we anticipate, we hope that they'll be able to be relocated by the end of the summer. The other property, obviously, is Cabell Place, and just want to give you a quick update. The staff there has worked really hard over the last year, and we are down to just a few remaining families, which we anticipate all being relocated by the end of next week. And so I think last week it was four. I know that there was one that was going to be the end of next week to move. So you can count them on one hand, and I think that's pretty amazing, and we'll have a lot of success stories to share with you from that. So other than that, we're working with all of our management companies on continuing COVID protocols at the properties, as well as opening up the swimming pools for the summer with the appropriate measures in place to keep everybody safe. Luckily, we haven't seen a huge uptick in delinquencies on rent collections, and we're monitoring that closely. We have the development pipeline at this point consists of the East First Street property, the Cowan Place tax credit property under the Choice Neighborhood, Harmon Homes in North Fort Worth, and all of those units total about 600. And so we're excited to get started on adding those new units as well. Any questions?
Sounds like a good report.
Yeah, it absolutely does. That's amazing that we are finally going to have Butler and Cowell empty. All right, great. Then we'll go on to the next item. Our next item is, Board, is to consider a resolution authorizing the President to execute the HUD Choice Neighborhood Grant Agreement.
So we received the entire grant agreement from HUD a couple of weeks ago. We've forwarded it over to our partners at the City and Urban Strategies and McCormick Barron for review. The interesting part about HUD is they say it's non-negotiable, so the review didn't take very long. but we have secured the Assistant City Manager's signature, and we need to countersign that and get it back to HUD by the midpoint of July. So we're excited to be able to enter into that agreement for the $35 million Choice Neighborhood Grant for this Stop 6 community.
When will funds start to come?
So they would, as soon as the grant agreement's processed, they will flow through the lock system like all of our other grant agreements do, and we can, we'll be the administer of all that grant funding.
Okay. Board members, I'll call your name.
Motion.
I'm sorry. For approval.
Move for approval.
Okay. Dennis Barr. Okay. And second.
Stinson will second.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved and second. All in favor, say aye. Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
And Danny Spark?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Next item is resolution.
Just a couple words on that. I think it's just, it's the next step in a really exciting process down there for that neighborhood. And as you mentioned, getting the public housing units empty, and then what we'll have the opportunity to getting those housing units empty, and then all the new things that'll be coming on. I think it's really great that the Housing Authority is, after a long, long time of trying to redo that whole part of the city, the Housing Authority is really taking the lead, and I'm excited about what the future holds.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Yes, ditto to that. I'm in the room looking at the pictures of what's going to come. It's just amazing. We're not even going to remember what it used to be from these renderings. It's amazing. For me, it's really important personally.
Great segue, Terry. We just completed, had a video completed in partnership with the City of Fort Worth on Butler, and we are working on another video on Cavill as well, so we can remember and share that that history with future generations. And so we are capturing a lot of that on film and in photos and getting personal stories. And so we'll share that with you as soon as we're able to.
Sounds great. We're looking forward to that. All right, so we'll go on. The next item is to consider a resolution approving a contract for employee benefits broker services.
This is something that we went out for RFP. One of Melanie, our new HR director, one of her first tasks when she got here was to get an RFP out so we could look at all of our benefits and make sure we are getting the best for our employees at the right cost. And so they've completed that, and we'd like your permission to enter into that contract. Any questions? This is with Hays Companies, and it's for a three-year contract with 2 one-year renewal options, not to exceed $275,000.
How do you compare it to our last contract? Did we come in better than before?
So McGriff Siebel Williams was the provider previously, and they did submit, but Hays scored better on the solicitation.
I'll make a motion.
Comments, Scott? Okay, thank you.
Second.
Okay. All right, that's Michael Ramirez and Danny Scott for second. All in favor? It's been moved and properly second. All in favor, say aye. Dick Stinson. You there, Dick? You going? We'll come back in a minute. Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
Okay. Danny Scott?
Aye. Aye.
And Dick Stinson, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take that. Okay, it's been moved in second. All in favor said aye. Motion passes. Okay, so the next item is to consider a resolution to modify a contract with Global Solutions Group Incorporated for electronic document management services.
So we came to you with this this project. It's not been that long, but after we got into actual implementation, we realized we needed to make a modification to allow for additional funding. We are using some of the CARES funding for this, and this is allowing us to scan all of our HCV files, so we will no longer have the paper files. And this has been part of the plan for a long time, and we're excited to be able to get this done and hopefully be able to have most of it implemented by the end of the year. Sellerstein, is there anything else we need to add?
No, nothing else.
Okay.
Well, that sounds good. I know we've looked at it before, so I would make a motion to approve.
Thank you. And a second?
This is Michael Ramirez. I'll second.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved in second. All in favor, aye. Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
And Danny Scott?
And I'm aye.
Okay. It's been moved in second. All in favor, aye. Motion passes. Okay, so at this time, we're going to
Doesn't matter, whatever you
want to
do.
Okay. All right. So at this time, we will go into closed session. If there's no other comments or concerns on the regular session, and as you know, board members, you have directions on how to go into the closed session. So we will do that at this time.
12:20. 12:21.
Okay, it is now 12:21.
Board, Michael Ramirez, I hear you, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Danny Scarf?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
And Dick Spencer?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, great. Brittany Hall, did you make it? I don't know. She may not have. Okay, great. So now that I know you all are here, we're reconvening the regular session for any final action, decision, or vote with regard to any matter considered in the executive session, and we're reconvening at 1:35 p.m. The one item that we have is to consider a resolution approving a revision of terms for the loan through Fort Worth Affordability, Inc. for Cambridge Court Apartments. This is for the loan terms?
Yes, and so this is just an update to the term of the loan that you approved last month from 10 years to 17 years as required by HUD.
This is Michael Ramirez, so moved.
And second? Can I get a second?
Yeah, Danny Scarf, I second.
Thank you. It's been moved and second. All in favor, we'll give aye. Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
And Danny Scott?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. We will now adjourn this meeting at 1:36 p.m. We're now going to move forward, everyone, to our... Yes? Did I leave something out?
Did we approve the minutes from the last meeting?
No, thank you, Dick.
Oh, it's for the consent agenda. For the,
thank you, because I didn't remember saying it.
Yeah, the consent
agenda. Did you get that part of the consent? Mm-hmm. But thank you for that. Okay, so we're going to move forward to our affiliate meeting. Our first one will be Fort Worth Affordability, Inc., and I have to read our stuff again. I'm Carrie Attaway, as president of Fort Worth Affordability, Inc. I would like to call the meeting of the Board of Directors to order on this day, Thursday, June 18, 2020, at 1:37 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pursuant to the March 16, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone conference, and it is also a requirement that it be recorded. So we will now start this meeting. First item is approval of the minutes from the special meeting held May 21, 2020.
So moved.
Extensive. Mm-hmm. And second?
Second, Michael Ramirez.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Second. It's been moved to second. All in favor, Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
Danny Scarf?
Yeah, aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. The next item is to consider a resolution approving the revision of terms for the loan for the Cambridge Court Apartments.
Right, so this is the same resolution that you just did in the Housing Authority meeting and the affiliate meeting here. Fort Worth Affordability will be the entity that we make the loan from, and so the paperwork will then also be changed from a 10-year term to a 17-year term to be in compliance with HUD regulations.
Motion.
We have a motion?
So moved.
Okay. And second?
Second, Michael Ramirez.
Okay, thank you. So moved and second. All in favor, Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
Danny Scott?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. We will now adjourn the meeting of Fort Worth Affordability, Inc. at 1:39 p.m.
will now open the meeting for Hillside Public Facility Corporation. I am Terry Attaway. As president of Hillside Public Facility Corporation, I would like to call the meeting of the Board of Directors to order on this day, Thursday, June 18, 2020, at 1:39 p.m. Central Standard Time. Pursuant to the March 16, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via telephone conference, and it is also a requirement that it be recorded. So we are now opening Hillside meeting. First item is approval of the minutes from the annual meeting held November 21, 2019.
I'll move approval, Michael Ramirez.
A second, Danny Short.
Okay, it's been moved in second. All in favor, Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
Danny Scott?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next item is consider a resolution notice ratifying a deed of trust and promissory note issued for Knights of Pythias.
And so this is related to the resolution you all passed last month. We were coming up on an end of a loan term for Knights of Pythias, and so we are going to make an internal loan to that property instead of refinancing it. We'll be able to get a little bit of interest. We'll pay less to the bank, and we'll make a little bit more than we're making on our savings accounts right now. So this is just a ratification of what you've already approved.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved in second. All in favor, Dick Stinson?
Aye.
Michael Ramirez?
Aye.
Danny Scarf?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. We are now adjourning Hillside Public Facility Corporation meeting at 1:41 p.m., and we are done with our board meeting today. Thank you very much for all your attendance.